Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important misconception which is found regarding Islamic political directives is that our jurists think that a woman cannot be elected as the head of state of a Muslim country. And before we examine their basis, the arguments which they present, it is most important to first consult the Quran in this regard. The Quran, in its own immortal style, says, "Amruhum shura bainahum," which means that the system of government of the Muslims is based on their consultation, and which in other words means that whoever enjoys the confidence of the majority, he or she shall be elected as a head of state. In other words, it is the issue of the confidence of the majority. If that confidence is enjoyed by a man, then of course that man shall be elected, and if a woman enjoys that confidence, then she shall be elected. So if the verse of the Quran is understood, Amruhum shura bainahum, then one cannot make a distinction of gender in this regard. Whoever enjoys the confidence of the majority shall be elected as the head. Now, as far as the opinion of our jurists is concerned, who think that a lady or a woman cannot be elected as a head of state of a Muslim country, that it relies on a specific hadith of the Prophet, is attributed to the Prophet. And the hadith says that Abu Bakr reports, and he himself says that he remembered this hadith at the time of the Battle of Jamal, when Aisha was pitted against Hazrat Ali. And at that time, he says that he remembered that the Prophet had told him that when in his own time, in the time of the Prophet, when the king of Persia was succeeded by his daughter, the Prophet is said to have remarked that people who consign their affairs, their political affairs, to a lady, they shall never prosper. So Abu Bakr has reported this narrative. It is also recorded in Bukhari. Now, first of all, as I said, this narrative against it itself falls against the Quran. The Quran is specific in this regard, and it says any person who enjoys the authority of the majority can be elected as the head of state. Now, in the second place, this narrative itself has flaws. As the narrative itself says, when Abu Bakr was reporting this narrative, he himself said that he remembered this statement of the Prophet at the time of the Battle of Jamal. Now, we know that that the Battle of Jamal took place in 36 years after the Hijrah, which in other words means that for 3 decades there was no existence, no one talked about this narrative. The second thing is that this chain of narration of this narrative also has flaws. For example, we know that this narrative, one of the persons who figures in the chain of narration of this narrative is Auf ibn Abi Jamila, and the authorities of Rijal have reservations about his character, about his about this person. And the second thing is that the chain of narration is gharib, which means that only one person narrates this narrative, which of course is again a questionable thing. And another important thing is that the content of the narrative is something which cannot be attributed to the Prophet. We know that there were many women before the times of the Prophet who had succeeded, who were successful as women rulers. So how could have the Prophet said that women, that people who consign their affairs to women as their rulers, they shall not succeed? So it's not very probable that the Prophet at all said these words. All in all, this narrative falls against the Quran, and of course it has its own internal flaws as well. Now, in these times, there is another basis of argument which has been put forward by certain people, and they say that since Islam has said that a man shall be the head of the family, and since a family is a unit of the state, so since a woman cannot be head of the family, in a similar way, a woman cannot be head of a state. Now, if we examine this argument, we will find that it too is a flawed argument. Now, the basis of election of a head of state and the basis of selection of a head of family are entirely different. We know that the head of state is elected on the basis of the authority of the majority, of the conference of the majority. And whereas a person as the head of the family, the Quran itself has said that a man is more appropriate to be held as the head of the family, because on him lies the financial responsibility of the family, firstly, and secondly, he is temperamentally and physically more suitable for this job. So both these things are entirely different. Election of a head of state is something entirely different, and a selection of the head of family has a different basis. So these two cannot be made analogous to each other. All in all, one can say that the issue of the rulership of a woman has no basis. It has no basis that we say that a woman cannot be elected as the head of a Muslim state. The Quran is absolutely explicit in this regard. It says that any person who enjoys the authority of the majority has the right to be elected as a Muslim ruler. And as I said, that the narrative, which generally is quoted in favor of the fact that a woman cannot be elected as head of state, has flaws in itself, and it is also against the Quran. And the other argument, which is cited against a woman that women cannot rule a Muslim country, also is erroneous in its own perception. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.